Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's had a good week. I'm Tom from Tommelier, and I'm going to be talking to you today about some Malbec. The reason why we're doing so is that on Friday's past, April 17th, was actually International Malbec Day. So I thought that's a good excuse for a topic to talk about today. Obviously, given what's going on in the world at the moment, this is a pre-recorded episode for Dave, and I'm doing it by myself as Matt and I are obviously social distancing as well. So Malbec, it actually originally comes from around the town of Cahors in southwest France, where traditionally it's been known as the black wine of Cahors. It's also a minor grape in Bordeaux, so by minor we mean that it's allowed to be put into Bordeaux wines, but it's not one of the dominant grapes in there, which is Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot. However, the French didn't really, until fairly recently anyway, consider it that important. And about 100 years or so ago, maybe a little bit more now, a lot of the Malbec vines in that area of France were wiped out due to a little bug called Phylloxera. However, Malbec in the last 20 years or so has really gained a new reputation and popularity. And that is because of the Argentinian version of it, particularly from areas such as Mendoza. On the UK market, Argentinian Malbec is the best-selling red wine of the past few years. And that's reflected again in the tastings that Matt and I do, where people constantly ask to do Malbec tastings or learn more about the grape. So what I'm going to do today is talk about three of my favourite Malbecs available in the UK market right now. We're going to start off with the traditional version and a Cahors. And for that, I've gone to Tesco and their Tesco Finest Cahors, which is coming in at £7.50 at the moment. And it's a really great example of this classic style of Malbec. It's full of rich black fruit characteristics, of blackcurrant, black cherry, but does bring about the typical earthy and savoury notes, which a lot of people refer to as sort of a rustic characteristic, and it's very typical of the region, which is why I like it. Another thing that I personally quite like about it is that it's not too high in alcohol. It comes in at only 13%. A lot of Malbecs out there can punch 14.5%, and I find that can be pushing it a little bit too high, particularly when you look at the Cahors version of the Malbec, which has high tannins, that chewy note you get on your teeth, it can be a bit too much for me. Whereas the lower alcohol, I think, allows some of those characteristics of savoury notes to flow through a little bit nicer. As I said, it's quite a rustic style white wine. It's been made in that typical style. And for that reason, it's a really great wine to go with sort of rich, hearty food. So think savoury meat dishes, meat pies, stews, that kind of thing. So that's Tesco Finest Cahors Malbec at £7.50. Now, as I mentioned at the start, Argentine Malbec is one of the most popular red wines out there. So it'll be rude to overlook that area. Typically, an Argentine Malbec will exhibit more blueberry and plum notes, as well as almost a slightly higher floral note, think sort of violets. And that's mainly caused by the high altitude that it goes at, grows at, I should say, sorry. When we look at the wine growing areas in Argentina, particularly around areas such as Mendoza, they are extremely high altitude compared to the French wine regions. The Argentinians have also done a brilliant job of convincing the world that if you're having a steak, if you're having a barbecue, you need a Malbec to go with it. And that's partly because beef and red wine are their two major exports, but it does go really, really well together. The subtler tannins and the general smoother body of a typical Argentine Malbec lend itself to pairing with that softer, subtler cuts of steak when coupled with a barbecue. It really sort of pushes that almost smoky undercurrent note coming through. Now, my favourite, which I'm going to try shortly with you, is the Catena. Now, this is available from both Majestic and Waitrose and for between about £10 and £12. And I've picked this up for a variety of reasons. A, I think it's an absolute cracking example of that price point. And B, Catena are real Argentine winemaking royalty. They date themselves back all the way to 1902, and they're constantly pushing the boundaries, trying new ideas, and make some cracking wines. If you're looking to treat yourself, try checking out the Catena Alta Malbec, which comes in at about £25. So I'm just going to pour myself a little glass. There we go. So it's got this real deep aroma of plum and cherry, but you do pick up that violet note I mentioned earlier. On the taste, oh, delicious. It's really, really silky smooth. A lot of, again, sort of blueberry note coming through. A touch of vanilla from the oaking that's gone in there. But again, you're getting that floral higher note in the background and a touch of chocolatiness too. It's really cracking stuff. Another sip, I think. Oh, delicious. Now, my third one I'm going to recommend today is something slightly different. And I've chosen it, A, because we're coming into summer and it's warming up out there. And also to show the versatility of the grape. And I've gone for the Santa Giulia Malbec Rosé, so a rosé version of Malbec, which is available from Sainsbury's, currently on its offer at £7.75. It's a dry style rosé and has a little bit more body than the sort of that more popular provincial style at the moment. In flavour, I think sort of creamy red fruit, but almost a bit of a darker cherry note coming through at the end today. Now, given that extra body, I think it's a brilliant food matching wine. One of my favourite matches in the entire sort of food and wine matching spectrum is sort of salmon with a full-bodied rosé. I think as we go into the summer, this, put a bit of salmon on your barbecue and sit outside and enjoy the sunshine in your garden, I think this will be an absolutely cracking pairing. So that's a little bit about Malbec. So the three favourites are Tesco Finest Cahors, Catena Malbec, and the Santa Giulia Malbec Rosé. Try checking them out. Once again, more information will be available on our social media feeds. Check out the Tomelier, that's T-O-M-E-L-I-E-R, on both Instagram and Facebook, again, Twitter, or our website as well, which is tomelier.co.uk. Give us your feedback on what you like, and what you think of these wines, and hopefully you'll stay safe and we'll be picking up contact with you again in a couple of weeks. Stay at home, everyone. Thanks, bye.